Lady Tigers. We'll get things started, jump center. As Tess Barton in the paint. She'll pick it up against Aniston Holt. And a throwaway to begin with. Aniston Holt along with Reese Vance. Jenna Bush. See who else is out there. As Van Vranken will take it to the hoop. And she'll be fouled by Bush. Ella Van Vranken. And Vance will pick up foul number one. First one is up. The first one's good. Ella's second one no good. The rebound ripped by Aniston Holt. We're just getting things squared away, so bear with me as we write down lineups and stuff. We're happy that the YouTube is working. So by the way, hit the subscribe button. That way you can be notified of other live videos that we do as we're just getting things started. Addie King on the baseline throws it into Jenna Bush. Bush turn around right off the glass. Scored it. 2-1, Cannon County with the lead. That'll be number one, Katie Griffith with the basketball. Griffith underneath, shot no good. The rebound followed up by Pelham. Ball knocked out of bounds by Griffith. Cannon ball. Lionettes lead it 2-1. Inbound. Holt gets it to King. Addie, cross half court, underneath it goes. Bush wide open, missed a shot. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Bella Pelham. The Cab ball. They trail 2-1. Katie Griffith will bring it up the floor. Right side to number 32, that's Barton. Tess, top of the key to Van Vranken. Shot up by Van Vranken's dry and hits nothing but net. Didn't go through the rim. The bass batted and it's going to be last touched by Bush. Talk to Coach Ashley Patrick. She would love to beat DeKalb, but that's not her main focus. Her main focus is getting these girls ready for district play. And the possibility of a matchup against Westmoreland. Here's Van Vranken, drops it high post to Barton. Barton drops it down on the baseline, shot up, no. Rebound is fought for by Madison Martin. She lost it out of bounds. Number 31, we'll check into the ball game, Dare Collins. That's Holt with the basketball, gives it over to Bush. Bush left side, finds King. Pelham trying to clear out against Collins. King goes inside and lays it up and in. Well, that'll be King's first two. Cannon 4, DeKalb 1, 5:03 to go in the first. There's Martin. She turns around. They're going to call a foul on Pelham. That'll be number one on Bella. DeKalb County's 3-0 on the season so far. Cannon County 2-0. DeKalb beat Gordonsville and Van Buren counties, two of the three of the games that they've won. Madison Martin misses the front end of a two-shot foul. She'll get a second one. Second one is up. It's good. Cannonball. Holt. Bring it across half court. Number four set to check in. That's going to be Chloe Van Vranken. And there's two Van Vrankens on this team. She overthrows, and Martin takes it away. Here's Ella Van Vranken. Goes to the left side. Here's a three loaded up. Won't go. Rebound run down by Holt. She will bring it up the floor. Aniston putting it on the baseline. Puts the runner up. No good. The rebound by Martin. Holt reaches in. They're going to call a tied ball. Cannon got away with one there. Chloe Van Vranken. I know we've probably got some Cannon Middle School fans watching us tonight. They're playing up at Central Magnet in Murfreesboro as Ella Van Vranken goes high to hard to the hoop. Got her third point. Four up, we're tied. Holt with the ball. Cross courts it to Bush. Bush, top of the key, drives it in, lost it. Going to say last touch by Bush as Chloe Van Vranken gets in there and disrupts as number 32. Walkup will check in. Nora will come in for Pelham. Left side, Ella Van Vranken. She's going to drive it in, clear it over to Martin. Martin on the baseline. Picked up by number 20. That would have been Teeter. Abby Lynn Teeter checked in. And Teeter with the three from the corner couldn't make it. Cannon. And DeKalb gets the rebound. Martin on the other end. Martin, Van, or Teeter, going in hard, causing a held ball. Avery Agee will check in the ball game. Possession arrow belonging to Cannon on that turnover. 2:53 left to go in the opening quarter of play. Teeter will bring it up. Right side it goes to King. King drops it to Holt. Holt, little fade jumper, air ball. Nora Walkup going after it. Ball knocked out by Van Vranken. Inbound comes up from Holt. Triggers it in to Bush. Bush's shot, no, but she's fouled by Agee. And that'll be number one on Avery Agee. Free throw is up and good for Jenna Bush. Second free throw for Jenna. One of two. Cannon retakes the lead. Jenna's got 3 points. Here's Van Vranken trying to give DeKalb the lead. Drives it in strong. Walk up all alone for the rebound. Holt quickly up the floor. Over to Addie King. Addie tries to cross over dribble and double dribbled instead. Barton will check back in. Out goes Martin for DeKalb. 2:18 left to go in the opening quarter. Cannon with the 1 point lead, 5-4 here in Woodbury. Should be a packed house by the time this is all over, said and done. It is a rivalry game, even though it's not a district game anymore. Barton right side. Top of the key. There's a three coming up from Van Vranken. She draws nothing but air. And it'll be cannonball. Heather Alexander. We'll check in. They pass down to Walkup. Walkup, nice use of the backboard. To drop in her first two of the night. 7-4, Cannon by three. Here's number one. That's Griffith driving, and she lost it out of bounds. Cannonball. A minute 35 left to go in the opening quarter. 7-4. Pass goes inside. Shot up by Bush is good. So Jenna's got five. Pass over to the left side and shot up no good. By number four, that's Chloe Van Vranken, but DeKalb gets the rebound. Long range three from AG. Won't drop, and the Lionettes with the ball under a minute to go in the first. Holt picks up the dribble in traffic, goes over to Jenna Bush. There's no answer for her. So far, layup is good, but they're going to call a charge. So Jenna gets the offensive charge. Pelham back in for Cannon County. 48 seconds left to go in the first. 9-4. Reese Vance coming in off the bench next dead ball. Chloe Van Vranken. Chloe goes to the left side, drives the baseline, throws it up, hits nothing but the rim, and trapped in between the backboard. Loose ball. Held ball, possession arrow belongs to DeKalb. Bush will take a seat. That's her second foul, by the way. Three team fouls altogether for Cannon. Inbound coming up from AG. Gets it over to Barton. Barton left side to AG, and now they're going to call a charging or illegal pick, I guess. No, that's, yeah, they're going to call a legal pick. On number four, Chloe Van Vranken away from the basketball. Holt will be the floor general on this play. Holt, left side, pulls up the three. No good. Rebound, Teeter keeps it alive. Back up, three on the way, a shot on the way, no good. And Aaron, Alexander's in the ball game. There's a long three from number 10, no good. That was Madison Martin. And at the end of one, 9-4 the score. We'll take a break and we'll come back with quarter number two in a moment on Hometown Showcase.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be, from criminal cases to civil law. Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Back here, 9-4 the score. You gotta kill it. Hit that Q button. Hit that Q button right there. I can't move over this button right there. Hit it. There you go. All right. Put a fresh 8 minutes on the clock. 9-4 the score. DeKalb County with the 5-point lead. Or Cannon County, I'm sorry, with a 5-point lead is Aniston Holt. Goes over to the left side and ball out of bounds. Referees discussing what the call should be. Technical foul is going to be called on I'm not sure what the technical foul is. Mm-hmm. I don't get what the technical foul is. Free throw is up, no good by AG. Second free throw coming up. And that one's good. One for two for AG. And DeKalb Ball. 9-5 the score. Inbound coming up from number 11. That's Ella Van Vranken. She'll get it over to Barton. Barton to Van Vranken to start the quarter. Van Vranken drives against Pelham. Shot no good. Ball deflected off of everybody, and it'll go off of Addie King last. Inbound. Here comes Van Vranken with it. Van Vranken driving. Pelham steps in the post. Here comes Chloe Van Vranken, and she lays it up and in. She's a freshman, I believe. She just scored her first two. Cannon 9, DeKalb 7. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Pelham, bullet pass down. King lost it out of bounds. It'll be DeKalb Ball as Griffith and Collins will re-enter. Out goes Chloe Van Vranken and Barton. Of course, DeKalb's big girl last year was Farrell. She graduated. Her and Ella Van Vranken made a pretty good combination, although they only won 10 games all season long, as Collins bullets one from the top of the key. And the lead goes back 10-9 to DeKalb. Pass over to Vance. Vance, right side baseline to Bush. Jenna picks up the dribble. Clears it back to Aniston Holt. That Holt and Ella Van Vranken matchup is pretty good. Holt tries by Van Vranken, goes in the paint. The ball tipped out of bounds. It will be last touched and cannonball. Teeter will check back in. Out goes Vance. And the inbound comes up to King, right side. Holt for three. Got it. Aniston, they need her to light up the scoreboard. Cannon leads it 12-10. 6:05 left to go in the first half of play. Ella Van Vranken with the basketball. She stumbles, picks up the dribble. Top of the key to Collins. Collins winds up another three and bags it. She's got a spot on the floor. It's the top of the key. You're going to have to extend defense out on her. 13-12. DeKalb. Here's Teeter. Dropping over the baseline. A little jumper from Walkup won't go, but Teeter gets the rebound. Abby Lynn clears back out. Holt for three. Hits the side of the rim. Rebound Bush. And are they going to call? They're going to call a foul, as it looked like number one Griffith was in the pack. And they're going to call Collins, and Collins wasn't anywhere near the play. Pelham will re-enter the ballgame. Nora Walkup will come take a seat. And the inbound to Pelham, it won't go, but she's got Van Vranken and Collins hanging all over her. They're going to give that foul to Collins, so two quick ones. So Collins picks up her second, and Pelham, going to the free throw line, misses the free throw. Chloe Van Vranken will check in for Collins. So Collins, who hit 2 3-pointers to give DeKalb this lead, and Pelham blows both free throws. DeKalb Ball, number 11, that's Ella Van Vranken, goes in hard, shot no good, rebound pulled down by Holt. Holt coming the other way. Tries to throw a pass, it's deflected by Van Vranken, picked off by Martin. Here's Van Vranken the other way. Ella drives, layup over Holt, good. 5 for Van Vranken, 15-12. The lead is stretched to 3, the biggest of the two quarters so far by DeKalb. Pass goes inside the bush. Nice move. Bush fences it off. She's got seven. Cannon trails by one. 15-14. 4:44 left to go. And a overthrow by Martin. And DeKalb wants to call a timeout. Let's see if we can call a timeout as well. 4:42 left to go in the first half. 15-14. Take it away. For those of you listening on the audio, we've got 4:42 left to go in the first half, 15-14 the score. Coming up at halftime, we will have some announcements for you. 4:42 left to go in the first half, 15-14. Barton will be checking in next dead ball. Line at basketball, they trail by one. It'll be Teeter driving in, and she traveled with it. So Barton will check in and substituting for AG. Madison Martin will inbound it to Ella Van Branken. Van Branken will bring it across half court. Van Branken, top of the key. She'll drive to the left side. Baseline shot blocked by Holt, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Van Branken. Van Branken didn't see Holt coming over to defend. She looks at her teammates and says, yeah, I got caught. Teeter. Jump pass left side over to Addie King. King and Teeter, both teammates down at west side. The ball stolen by Van Branken. And Ella to the right side, going over to Age, or Holt, and Holt will pick up the foul. Holt very vocal with her teammates. And the inbound comes up, and we'll go over to Barton. Barton drops it off inside. Shot by Martin is good. Three for Martin. The lead's back up three. 17-14. 3:51 left to go in the first half. Abby Alexander's checked in for the second time tonight. Then they're running point. Right side to Teeter. Teeter drives. Partially blocked by Ella Van Branken. Teeter gets the ball back. Clears it back out to Abby Alexander. Alexander, she's going to drive. Drop it off underneath. Nice pass. And Bella Pelham drops it in for two. That's what Abby Alexander can bring to you offensively, just like her brother Miles, who's playing tonight at Central Magnet. Pass taken away. Teeter. And they're going to call the foul on Chloe Van Branken. That'll be number two for Chloe. Inbound coming up. Abby Alexander will bring it up. Alexander gets it across half court. Alexander going to the right side, drives, dishes down to Pelham. Pelham's layup is not there. It rolled out. And the rebound pulled down by Chloe Van Branken. You can't have too many misses like that and expect to survive. Here's a pass. Holt almost fouled down on the baseline. Barton with a one-hander won't go. And the rebound cleared by Jenna Bush. Abby Alexander quickly up the floor. Pelham jumps it down. Addie King finishes the break. Actually, that's Teeter. And Teeter will go to the free throw line to complete a three-point play. That'll be number four, Chloe Van Branken. She's got three. So Van Branken and Collins each with three. Collins will come back in. Collins actually has two. Ella Van Branken will take a seat. And the free throw is up, no good. The and one. But the rebound is put back up by Bella Pelham. Cannon regains the lead, 20-17. 2:30 left to go in the first half. Pass going to Ella Van Branken, and she's fouled by Bush. That's going to be three on Jenna. They're going to have to switch assignments, although they're going to bring King in. Line. free throw by Van Vranken is good. Second free throw coming up from Ella. She's 3 of 4. 7 points for Van Vranken. Pulls the Cab within one. 2:20 left to go in the first half. Holt, right side, comes over to Teeter. Teeter's jumper no good. And the rebound out of bounds. It'll be Cannonball. Inbound coming the other way from King. Drops it down to Pelham. Double team. Clears back out to King. King's three short. And here comes Agee with the board. Long pass down the floor. Martin stops. Agee's going to pop a three. It's good. Agee's got four. The lead goes back to DeKalb. 22-20. Holt. And now a pushing foul on Van Vranken. That'll be one on Van Vranken. Holt will go to the free throw line. The team, DeKalb County, has committed her 17th foul, so it'll be at a 1-1 for Aniston. She's got 3 points so far. One up, one in. She'll get a second opportunity. That one is good as the first. Five for Holt. We're tied up for the second time tonight at 22 points apiece. Ella Van Vranken will bring it across half court. Actually, yeah, that's Ella working against Holt. Right side. Martin drops it down low to the lower block to Barton with the turnaround hook. Won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Pelham. Outlet pass coming over to Holt. Holt brings it across the half court line. Reverses the dribble, goes inside the lane and tries to lay it up, but partially blocked. Van Vranken will come away with the loose ball. Ella comes across half court now. Top of the key, drives into paint, shot up over the top of Pelham, no good. Rebound cleared by King. Out to Abby Alexander, 1:04 left. Alexander drops inside, finds Teeter on the wing, 3, no, rebound pulled by Collins, an outlet to Van Vranken. Van Vranken, long range 3, got it. 10 for Ella. Lead goes back to DeKalb, 25-22. Alexander right side. Top of the key now to King. Addy. Goes over to Pelham. Pelham drops it. Back outside. Drops it inside. Ball deflected. It'll be Cannonball with 12 seconds left. Here's a pass over to Holt. 3 on the way. Might have gotten a hand on it. Rebound by Nora. Put back up too soft. Rebound with 4 seconds left. We're still in a jump ball situation. Possession belongs to DeKalb. Inbound left side. Here's Ella. 0 seconds, didn't get it off in time. I don't think she knew where she was on the floor. 25-22. We'll take a 2-minute break for commercials to finish out a rotation. We'll get you some announcements, and then we'll be back for the second half as Cannon trails DeKalb by 3.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The law office of Tara J. Cowan is located in Woodbury. She serves Cannon County and surrounding communities in a variety of areas of practice. These include estate planning and administration, civil litigation, conservatorships, property matters, divorce, and more. Tara's approach to law is both ethical and client-centered. She attempts to give folks as much time as she can, providing them with the best options to attain the best outcome in each case. If you would like to meet Tara, give her a call at area code 615-563-4052 or check out the website cowanlawwoodbury.com. Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120, Shelter Insurance. They got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Cocaine is again prominent in the world of drugs and steadily becoming more available. Finding pure cocaine is next to impossible, so dealers have been cutting drugs by adding fentanyl to expand their supply and increase their profit. Fentanyl-laced cocaine can lead to a deadly cocktail. It's important to know what to look for if you suspect a loved one is using cocaine that may be laced with fentanyl. If you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, reach out for help. Narcanon helps people all over the United States find treatment to end the web that traps those in addiction. Narcanon can help you take steps to overcome addiction in your family. Call today for free screenings or referrals, 1-800-431-1754, or learn what to look for, visit NarcanonNewLifeRetreat.org. The Christmas Schooner is set to open up on Friday, December 2nd at the award-winning Arts Center of Cannon County. Performance dates are Friday, December the 2nd at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, December 4th at 2 p.m., Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, December the 11th at 2 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for adults start at $15 and currently on sale at the artcenterofcc.com or by calling 563-ARTS. That's 563-2787. Or you can purchase them in person at the box office, 1424 John Bragg Highway in Woodbury. The Christmas Schooner, presented by the First Bank of Woodbury. More announcements on events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. First Saturday in December, which is December the 3rd, is the official Woodbury Lions Club Christmas Parade. The parade will get underway at 12 noon, originating from West Adams Street. Those wishing to be in the parade lineup will need to meet at the start point no later than 11:30 in the morning. The parade usually lasts around 30 minutes and is the biggest parade in Woodbury of the year. The Woodbury Lions Club will be kicking off the day with their annual Pancakes with Santa at the Lions Club building on Lehman Street. The breakfast will begin at 7 11 a.m. and run through 10 in the morning. Cost is $7. The parade will take place after. Also, the Woodbury Lions Club will get you in the Christmas spirit with a big Christmas Village display at the Lions Club building. You can view the village during breakfast, or the display will be open to the public from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Mark it on your calendar. Pancakes with Santa, Woodbury Lions Club Christmas Parade, and the Christmas Village, Saturday, December the 2nd in Woodbury. More announcements on events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Just because it is cold doesn't mean you can't join in for a holiday pool party at the Santa Splash and Dash at Patterson Park Pool in Murfreesboro. Celebrate the holiday season and crafts, a meal, and lots of swimming. It will be a holly jolly good time for all. For ages 8 to 14, on Friday, December the 9th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Patterson Indoor Water Park, 521 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro. For more information, call 893-7439. Cost is $5 pre-registration, $7 day of. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Art inspired by nature by many local artists will be on display and for sale during the all-day event, Nature in the Wild Art Fair, December the 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wilderness Station at Barfield Crescent Park, located at 401 Volunteer Road in Murfreesboro. Woodworking, artwork, jewelry, photography, and more. In case of inclement weather, the event will be moved indoors. For more information, contact area code 615-217-3017. The cost is free to attend. $25 for artists to exhibit. Murfreesboro Christmas Parade will take place Sunday, December the 11th. It's Christmas through the years. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday season at the annual Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. The route merrily travels down Main Street, beginning at MTSU and ends at the historic downtown square. This will take place again Sunday, December 11th at 2 p.m. For more information, contact 615-642-3723. The Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. Woodbury Lions Club has kicked off their annual nut sale already. You can purchase a bag or two or several of pecan halves, walnuts, healthy mix, cashews, deluxe mixed nuts, milk chocolate peanuts, or sweet and salty trail mix. Stop by Jennings Jewelers, Woodbury Farmers Co-op, Cannon County Clerk's Office, Cannon County Senior Center, Dr. Trey Wessel's Office, First Bank, Paul Reed Furniture, Regions Bank, Capstar Bank, Sue Patrick CPA, Woodbury Funeral Home, Cutting Edge Salon, Hometown Community Bank, or see any Woodbury Lions Club member to purchase the nuts. Hurry, they sell faster than Superman can fly. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. A free Christmas community event will take place at Patterson Park on Friday, December 16th. Santa and his sleigh will be here for do-it-yourself pictures, Christmas cookie and ornament decorating, story time with Mrs. Claus, Santa letter writing, and more for all ages. Once again, Christmas at Patterson Park will take place Friday, December 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Patterson Park Community Center, 521 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Phone area code 615-893-7439. The event is free. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannonsburg Village is hosting a drive-through Christmas lights event. Load up the car and enjoy a festive way to add to those cozy holiday memories. Cannonsburg Village in Murfreesboro will come to life with a Christmas light display on the first three weekends in December, on Fridays, December 2nd, 9th, and 16th, Saturdays, December 3rd, 10th, and 17th, and Sundays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This is open to all ages. Donations are accepted. And for more information, contact the Cannonsburg Village of Murfreesboro at 312 South Front Street at area code 615-890-0355. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Nuncrackers is set to open at the Center for the Arts, 110 West College Street in Murfreesboro, Friday, December the 2nd. Performance dates are December 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m., December 4th at 2 p.m., December 9th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 10th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., December 11th at 2 p.m., December 16th at 7:30 p.m., December 17th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 2 p.m. Tickets for adults start at $16 and are currently on sale at boroughearts.org or by calling area code 615-904-ARTS, that's 615-904-2787, or in person at the Center for the Arts box office, 110 West College Street in downtown Murfreesboro. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
The second half, and it's a steal by Ella Van Branken. Van Branken will get it over to Martin. Martin inside shot, no good by Barton. And she'll go to the free throw line, and that will be the second foul on Bella Pelham. First free throw by Barton is good. Martin's second one just as good as the first. The lead is five, the biggest of the night for DeKalb County. Here's a run in by King, no good, but Pelham there to grab the rebound, and Bella has got six. ...27-24... Ella Van Branken with the basketball, gives it over to Martin. Right side, there's a three from AG, that one won't go, but the rebound run down by King, and Cannon's got it. Long pass to Reese Vance. Vance down on the baseline, the ball tipped out of bounds, gonna be last touched by Van Branken. Cannon will have it. Here is a pass from Pelham, and pass deflected, but run down by Jenna Bush. Bush, long range three. Long rebound falls in the hands of Katie Griffith. And Griffith will bring it up the floor. They drop it down to Barton, turn around, jumper, no good. Pelham might have got a piece of him. Why that shot was short. Here's Vance, top of the key. Right side to King. Addy, and a timeout going to be called, a 30-second timeout. 27-24, 6 minutes exactly left to go. We'll take a break and come back with more in a moment.
Did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Back here. That was a quick 30 seconds. 27-24. More like 20 seconds, I think. Pass, they go over to Pelham. She had trapped. Good position on Barton, but the pass wasn't there. Here comes number one, Griffith, with the basketball. Goes down to Martin, drives it inside to Barton. Shot no good, cleared back out. Griffith a little short jumper, and she got it. 29-24, the lead is back up by five. Here's Holt with it. Goes to the right side, finds Vance inside Bush. Bush open jumper. She didn't realize, I don't think, how open she was, and Bush knocked down her first 2 points of the quarter, 9 points, I'm sorry, for Bush, 29-26. DeKalb with under 5 minutes to go in the third. Holt and reached in, caused the held ball. Abby Alexander returns for Cannon. Vance will take a seat. The inbound going over to Griffith. She'll fling it over to Van Vranken. Van Vranken drives against Bush. Shot no good. And the rebound pulled down by King. You got to protect Jenna Bush right now. She can't be isolated one-on-one against Van Vranken. That's got to be Holt's person as King drives in for two. As Van Vranken is going to move it in on Bush again. Go up, lay up, no, nothing there. But they're going to keep going because they know Jenna's got three fouls. Here comes Alexander. Right side, now inside it goes to Pelham. Pelham drives the layup, no. Might have been fouled by Collins. They're letting them play inside. And held ball possession error belongs to the Lionettes. 29-28, DeKalb County leads Cannon by one with 3:56 left to go in the third. Inbound, Holt delivers it over to Jenna. Jenna works up against Martin, pulls off the glass. And she's got 11. 30-29, the lead goes back to Cannon by one. Van Vranken. King. Bush fighting. Alexander keeps up with Van Vranken. Nothing there. Rebound pulled down by Holt, and there's a foul on Martin. So Martin will pick up number one with what I've got her on. And the inbound coming up, Cannon can increase their lead margin by at least three. Neither team has really been able to run away with it. They've kept it close, right side to Holt. Holt drives, clears out to Abby Alexander. Alexander will back it up. Alexander comes off the screen from Bush, goes inside, drops it, kicked by Collins. She saw Pelham, and now a long pass. Collins has got it. Collins waits, lays it up. Eight for Collins. The lead goes back to DeKalb. 31-30. Abby Alexander, top of the key. Alexander drives to the right side. Now inside, clears it back out to Addie King. Addie going to drive. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, that's Bush. Bush's shot, no good. Holt goes up for the rebound, no foul. They said Collins got all ball. Long pass the other way to Martin. Martin working against King. Martin spins on King, turn around though. King gets the rebound. They're letting them play inside. Score 31-30, still in favor of DeKalb by one. 2:15 left to go in the third. Holt delivers a pass inside to Pelham. Pelham throws an elbow, lays it up and in. Eight for Bella. Long pass. Here's Ella Van Vranken. Pulls up against Bush and nails it. 33-32. 11th lead change of this game. Abby Alexander brings it across half court against Griffith. Going one-on-one. Layup, nothing there. Rebound pulled down by Pelham. But when DeKalb tried to steal it, Collins stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It'll remain Cannon ball. Inbound. We'll go over to Teeter. Teeter working against AG. Right side, Abby Alexander. Alexander going to drive it in the paint. Layup, good. What we talked about, Abby, she's a freshman, not afraid to drive the ball inside. They need that element. Left side, it goes to AG. AG's three, bagged it. 36, 34, 58 seconds left to go in the third. Alexander, right side, threw it almost away. Van Vranken knocked it out of bounds. Number 14. We'll check in. This is the first time for Allison Fuller. Inside pass. Alexander couldn't finish it off. Cannon gets the rebound. Bush and a foul. And that's a tough shot for Jenna Bush. They're going to say that's on aging. That's number two on Avery. And Jenna will go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play, and it drops in. 14 for Bush, 37-36. The lead goes back to Cannon. 35 seconds left to go in the third. Timeout going to be called. We'll keep it right here. 31 seconds left to go. Coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we're going to go to Lebanon High School. 2:30 will be the start time for the State Farm Classic. 2:30 and 4 o'clock both nights. We'll have to find out exactly where they play because they're playing in, I think, about 4 or 5 different gymnasiums. There's going to be at least 24 teams in this particular classic. Kind of like what we used to have playing in two, but Woodbury Grammar School or Cannon Elementary School not available because of the floor problems they've got. So I would think we might revisit that when we get the floor problems settled, as walk up with the foul. 17 seconds left on Chloe Van Vranken. Nora's got her first. Free throw coming up. It rattles in. Van Vranken with 3. As Aniston Holt comes in. Free throw number 2 goes in. 4 from Chloe. 38-37. The lead goes back to DeKalb. 15 lead changes. Here comes Abby Alexander. Goes in. Might have been fouled. No call there. They double team Agee. She gets it out somehow to Chloe. 2 seconds left and a runner by Chloe at the buzzer. No good. 38-37. 1-point lead by DeKalb. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter regulation in a moment.
Delicious home-cooked type food. Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
38-37, we get ready for the fourth and final quarter. And this is what a rivalry is all about. Close game, down to the wire. Fresh 8 minutes, and that's all we got of regulation. Coming up next after this, the two teams, Cannon and DeKalb boys, will battle it. For those of you that are on our YouTube feed, hit that subscribe button. Barton going up for the shot, blocked by Pelham. Well, I guess we're going to do a separate, kind of depends on how this thing goes in between games, because Gus Davenport is set to have his uniform jersey number retired. Holt will inbound for Cannon. 38-37. DeKalb by 1. inbound. Bounce pass. Nice job to Pelham. She knocked it down and a foul. Good position. Good pass position by Holt. And Collins just picked up number three. Pelham will go for the and one. Up, no good. Rebound comes out to Pelham. She puts it up. She's fouled again. And that might be Collins. And if it is her, it's her second straight. No, they're going to call that on Martin. That's going to be number two on Martin. Pelham struggling the line. 0 of 4 so far. Martin will check in. Collins will take a seat. Pelham's second one. That one's not going to go either. 0 of 5. Here's DeKalb with the basketball. Ella Van Branken. Bring it to the left side. Find Barton. Barton crosses it in, and when she does, Holt gets in the passing lanes, takes it away. Holt against Van Branken underneath the bush. Bush on the trail, lays it up and in. 16 for Jenna Bush. Cannon with a three-point cushion. But no lead is safe in this two, in the, when these two teams get together. And a double dribble on Van Branken. Cannon with the basketball. Danny Fish used to be the coach here at DeKalb. He's moved over to Warren County. We'll see Warren County a little later this season. They got a first-year coach now. Pass goes inside. There's King. Shot way over the top. Too much muscle, and Holt gets the foul. That'll be number two on Aniston. Here's Van Branken driving off the glass. High, good. 14 for Ella. 41-40. 6:35 left to go in the game. Cannon by one. Vance open right wing, but quickly picked up by Griffin. We'll go over to Bush. Jenna Pelham's calling for it. She's screaming for it in the paint. Wants it. Here comes King. Dishes back out to Vance. A.G. took a hard fall. She's back up. Bush finds Vance. Vance. Left wing. King. Addy comes off the screen. Addy in the lane. Blocked by Martin. Knocked out of bounds. Number three will check in. Cameron Brannon. And the inbound goes over to Bush. Jenna double teamed and a foul going to be called on Griffith. Inbound. Pelham's got it. Lost it. Scramble on the floor and lost it out of bounds. ...41-40. Score hasn't moved in a while. Still the cap. Or still Cannon, I'm sorry. Now Barton from the corner dropped in. Barton. 4-17. Lead changes in this game. The Cavs on top by one. Holt stops. Left side. Van Branken picked up number three. Access number two. Teeter and Alexander comes in. King and Vance will take a seat. And the inbound goes inside to Holt. Holt, turnaround jumper, no good. Van Branken controls the board. Van Branken up the floor. Teeter got a hand on it. Van Branken takes it to the baseline, throws it up, throws it in. 44-41. Van Vranken's got 16. The Cavs got a lead of 3 with 4:52 left to go in this game. Alexander on Griffith drops it high post to Bush. Bush. Left side. Pass, and now where they got away from the ball, and that's Jenna. No. 24, Pelham. These two teams meet up in Smithville December the 16th, Friday night. Pelham's got her fourth. The Cab with a three-point lead. Very important possession. Three on the way from Martin. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Brandon. No good. And Cannon gets the board. Holt. Going to the baseline against Van Vranken. Throws one up. No good. Pelham retrieves the rebound. Here is a three from Teeter. Won't. Too hard. Martin with the board. Under four to go. Van Vranken, left side, picked up by Jenna Bush. Here comes the screen by Barton. Van Vranken lets it go, almost Griffith got it back underneath to Martin. Martin's layup is good. Buchanan, you need a timeout. They're going to take one. Lionettes trail by 5, 46-41. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, I'm going to have to put them in a different folder so you're not pulling them up. I knew which ones were different. That's all right. 46-41 the score. 5-point lead by DeKalb County. 3:40 left to go in the game. Cannon with the basketball. Abby Alexander. Left side, Holt. Three on the way from Aniston. Got it. 8 points for Holt. First points of the second half, and there's a bad pass taken by King. Lionettes could tie with a bucket here. Holt directing traffic. Says move out of the lane. Here goes a shot. Van Vranken fouled her, and Holt puts it up and in. And that'll be Ellis fourth. Our third. All right. Ties this game up at 46 with the and one, and Holt nailed it. 18 lead changes in this game. 5-point cushion, not much of a cushion at all, and there's a three, and King got a hold of him. That's going to be three shots for Avery Agee. Agee, one of two from the charity stripe. One up, one in. 47 up. Second one. 48-47. Third free throw short. Ball goes out to King. 9 points for Agee. The lead goes back. Long range three. Holtzler got it. 50-48. Van Vranken driving, and that's going to be a foul, and bye-bye, Miss Pelham. That should be five on Bella. No, it's her fourth. Okay. Thought they said her last one was her fourth. Free throw is up. It's good by Van Vranken. 50-49. Second one, no good. Rebound ripped by Bush. Abby Alexander with the basketball, handing it over to Aniston Holt. Holt working against Griffith. Left side, King. King pulls up, jumper short, gets her own rebound, tips it, but it's taken away by Martin. Madison got the break. The numbers out where she'll bring it back out. Van Vranken with the ball. Ella, right side to Griffith. 2 minutes left and a one-point lead. Three from Collins, partially blocked by Pelham. Cannon comes up with a loose ball. Lionettes with a one-point lead with a minute 52 left to go in this game. Holt, reverse dribble. Goes over to Pelham. Pelham with the runner, won't go. Gets her own rebound, puts the ball on the floor, and is fouled. So Cannon County and Bella Pelham, you don't put that ball on the floor. You keep it up in the air. Keep a rhythm going. She put the ball on the floor. It actually worked out well, but Pelham's 0 for 5 from the charity stripe. Missed her sixth free throw. You cannot leave free throws at the line. Van Vranken with three fouls. Collins got three. Chloe Van Vranken with three. Collins coming out. Free throw number 7 is missed. Holt trying to get the rebound, lost it out of bounds. Boy, that is stinging. 7 free throws missed from the charity stripe to the Lionettes. They lead by 1 with a minute 30. Here comes a 3 from Barton. Where did she dial that one up from? 52-50. Alexander with the basketball. Right side. Pass inside to Bush. Bush makes the move on Martin. Goes up. Martin gets the foul. That'll be 3 on Madison. Bush will go to the free throw line to try to add to her 16, possibly tie this one up. There have been 20 lead changes in this game. 20. And they'll stay at 20. Of 5 points. Yeah. Free throw number 2 for Bush. That one goes in. Cannon down by 1. 1:09 left to go in the game. Van Vranken and company are going to try to run some clock. And you got to watch Bush. Although she's got just 3. Pass goes over to Griffith. Get somebody in the passing lanes. They're going to try to trap. Good job. They overthrow Van Vranken. She comes down with it. Clears it out to Martin. And that's what they're doing. Running that time off the clock. And a foul against Holt. That's going to be 3 on Aniston. Katie Griffith will go to the free throw line. She's been untested at the charity stripe. Free throw 1 up. No good. Rebound. Griffith came down with it. That was a killer. Agee. And another reach-in foul. If that's Holt, that's going to be 4. They're going to call that one on Vance. And Agee, who was 2 of 3 from the charity stripe on a missed 3-pointer when she got fouled. Free throw 1 up good. It's now a 2-point lead. Three for 4. 4 for 5. 3-point lead. 36 seconds for the cap. Cannon with the basketball. Alexander, you know where this is going. A timeout's going to be called. Aniston Holt going to be guarded by Van Vranken. We'll set the tone when we come back. It's a full timeout.
The law office of Tara J. Cowan is located in Woodbury. She serves Cannon County and surrounding communities in a variety of areas of practice. These include estate planning and administration, civil litigation, conservatorships, property matters, divorce, and more. Tara's approach to law is both ethical and client-centered. She attempts to give folks as much time as she can, providing them with the best options to attain the best outcome in each case. If you would like to meet Tara, give her a call.
Back here, 54-51, 30 seconds left to go in this game. Lead changed 20 times. We've only been tied twice. And with 30 seconds left, what do? You've got a couple options. You can go for the three if you get the open look, but with the pressure on Cannon, I'd just go for two and make a score quickly. Play the percentages. Unless Holt can come out for an open shot, but Van Branken's on him. Holt pushing, clears out, Bush for three at the top. Won't go. Rebound, Van Branken had a hand on it. She's got it. Actually, AG and a foul on Holt. So now with 14 seconds left, pretty much half the clock ticked off, you're going to have to go for a three, especially if AG hits a free throw here, and she does. Free throw number two is up. It is no good. 10 seconds, you got to get a shot off. 8 seconds. Got to throw one up and lean, and they don't. Bush underneath. Cannon will lose this game. Bush's shot is good. If you're in that situation, the only option you have is for Aniston Holt to take that shot and lean, trying to get contact on Martin. Hope that it falls in. You go for the and one. Game is tied right now. Your biggest thing is that you have to hope that Cannon guards the pass in or doesn't allow the pass to come in. Fundamentals, foul, go for the steal first, foul second. It'll be a two-shot foul for DeKalb, as that'll be the 10th team foul for Cannon. Martin will inbound. I would leave Griffith open if they're going to pass, but then you got to get somebody quickly to foul Griffith. Or, I tell you what, Barton was 2 for 2 earlier. So you got to play some outstanding defense, get a 5-second call, get the ball back. Holt tried to deny, and Holt picked up the foul. Only 0.5 seconds ticked off that clock. That's going to be Aniston. Yeah, there's not enough time, really. Oh, that's your fifth. Sorry. So Aniston's gone. If you're Cannon, you've got to rely on Addie King right now. And you got to put her on the low blocks. 1 second, free throw by Van Branken, missed. The best that Van Branken can do is still a one-possession game. She hits the free throw. It's a three-point possession. Here comes. Free throw number two is good, but a timeout going to be called. Now what do? Your best shooter is out with fouls. You got to get it in Addie King's hands or Jenna Bush. Addie King is the one that's got the range. They're going to have to go the full length, you're right. The only other thing that you can do, and I think this is what she's drawing up, is you're going to throw a screen, and I'll bet Jenna Bush throws that screen to allow Addie King to run up the floor. Whoever's inbound has got to throw a bomb. and hope, but you still need 3 points to tie, so you're going to have to catch and release immediately and hope you're in a good spot on the floor to do that. And right now, King is going where? You're going to get Bush to inbound. Right when you need it, you got to get Teeter to screen. Now there's the throw over King, and never mind. 56-53, we're going to end it right now. We'll take a break and be ready to restream. Look at us on YouTube for the next one.
You need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life. Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance. They got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Cocaine is again prominent in the world of drugs and steadily becoming more available. Finding pure cocaine is next to impossible, so dealers have been cutting drugs by adding fentanyl to expand their supply and increase their profit. Fentanyl-laced cocaine can lead to a deadly cocktail. It's important to know what to look for if you suspect a loved one is using cocaine that may be laced with fentanyl. If you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, reach out for help. Narcanon helps people all over the United States find treatment to end the web that traps those in addiction. Narcanon can help you take steps to overcome addiction in your family. Call today for free screenings or referrals, 1-800-431-1754, or learn what to look for, visit NarcanonNewLifeRetreat.org. The Christmas Schooner is set to open up on Friday, December 2nd at the award-winning Arts Center of Canning County. Performance dates are Friday, December the 2nd at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, December 4th at 2 p.m., Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, December the 11th at 2 p.m., and then Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for adults start at $15 and currently on sale at the artcenterofcc.com or by calling 563-ARTS. That's 563-2787. Or you can purchase them in person at the box office, 1424 John Bragg Highway in Woodbury. The Christmas Schooner, presented by the First Bank of Woodbury. More announcements on events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. First Saturday in December, which is December the 3rd, is the official Woodbury Lions Club Christmas Parade. The parade will get underway at 12 noon, originating from West Adams Street. Those wishing to be in the parade lineup will need to meet at the start point no later than 11:30 in the morning. The parade usually lasts around 30 minutes and is the biggest parade in Woodbury of the year. The Woodbury Lions Club will be kicking off the day with their annual Pancakes with Santa at the Lions Club building on Lehman Street. The breakfast will begin at 7 a.m. and run through 10 in the morning. Cost is $7. The parade will take place after. Also, the Woodbury Lions Club will get you in the Christmas spirit with a big Christmas Village display at the Lions Club building. You can view the village during breakfast, or the display will be open to the public from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. Mark it on your calendar. Pancakes with Santa, Woodbury Lions Club Christmas Parade, and the Christmas Village, Saturday, December the 2nd in Woodbury. More announcements on events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Just because it is cold doesn't mean you can't join in for a holiday pool party at the Santa Splash and Dash at Patterson Park Pool in Murfreesboro. Celebrate the holiday season and crafts, a meal, and lots of swimming. It will be a holly jolly good time for all. For ages 8 to 14 on Friday, December the 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Patterson Indoor Water Park, 521 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro. For more information, call 893-7439. Cost is $5 pre-registration, $7 day of. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Art inspired by nature by many local artists will be on display and for sale during the all-day event, Nature in the Wild Art Fair, December the 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wilderness Station at Barfield Crescent Park, located at 401 Volunteer Road in Murfreesboro. Woodworking, artwork, jewelry, photography, and more. In case of inclement weather, the event will be moved indoors. For more information, contact area code 615-217-3017. The cost is free to attend, $25 for artists to exhibit. Murfreesboro Christmas Parade will take place Sunday, December the 11th. It's Christmas through the years. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday season at the annual Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. The route merrily travels down Main Street, beginning at MTSU and ends at the historic downtown square. This will take place again Sunday, December 11th at 2 p.m. For more information, contact 615-642-3723. The Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. Woodbury Lions Club has kicked off their annual nut sale already. You can purchase a bag or two or several of pecan halves, walnuts, healthy mix, cashews, deluxe mixed nuts, milk chocolate peanuts, or sweet and salty trail mix. Stop by Jennings Jewelers, Woodbury Farmers Co-op, Cannon County Clerk's Office, Cannon County Senior Center, Dr. Trey Wessel's Office, First Bank, Paul Reed Furniture, Regions Bank, Capstar Bank, Sue Patrick CPA, Woodbury Funeral Home, Cutting Edge Salon, Hometown Community Bank, or see any Woodbury Lions Club member to purchase the nuts. Hurry, they sell faster than Superman can fly. More event and announcement news upcoming on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. A free Christmas community event will take place at Patterson Park on Friday, December 16th. Santa and his sleigh will be here for do-it-yourself pictures, Christmas cookie and ornament decorating, story time with Mrs. Claus, Santa letter writing, and more for all ages. Once again, Christmas at Patterson Park will take place Friday, December 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Patterson Park Community Center, 521 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Phone area code 615-893-7439. The event is free. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Cannonsburg Village is hosting a drive-through Christmas lights event. Load up the car and enjoy a festive way to add to those cozy holiday memories. Cannonsburg Village in Murfreesboro will come to life with a Christmas light display on the first three weekends in December, on Fridays, December 2nd, 9th, and 16th, Saturdays, December 3rd, 10th, and 17th, and Sundays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This is open to all ages. Donations are accepted. And for more information, contact the Cannonsburg Village of Murfreesboro at 312 South Front Street at area code 615-890-0355. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Nutcrackers is set to open at the Center for the Arts, 110 West College Street in Murfreesboro, Friday, December the 2nd. Performance dates are December 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m., December 4th at 2 p.m., December 9th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, December 10th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., December 11th at 2 p.m., December 16th at 7:30 p.m., December 17th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 2 p.m. Tickets for adults start at $16 and are currently on sale at borougharts.org or by calling area code 615-904-ARTS, that's 615-904-2787, or in person at the Center for the Arts box office, 110 West College Street in downtown Murfreesboro. More announcements on upcoming events soon on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Support the Woodbury Lions Club and the Cannon County Food Bank. Stop by Dollar General Market each Saturday from now until mid-January from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and donate non-perishable food items or make monetary donations for the Cannon County Food Bank as they continue to restock the shelves. Woodbury Lions Club members will be at the Dollar General Market conducting food drives on Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. for the Cannon County Food Bank. More announcements on events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. Edgar Evans State Park presents Christmas in the Park Craft Festival, November 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free and there are kids' activities. There'll be unique gift shopping and delicious food in the relaxing atmosphere of the park. At 6 p.m. on Friday, November 26th, will be the lighting of the tower and Santa Claus will be present. Christmas in the Park Craft Festival, November 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. More announcements on events coming up on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.
Are we ready? You ready?
Wait until after we
leave. All right, we're here for Cannon County High School. We'll try to get the names of the first. The Cab County Tigers. Now that's bringing back some nostalgia. Larry Courtright, I hope you're watching this. If not, I'm going to send you a little tape. Let's bring a little bit of Alan Parsons Project back. Chicago Bulls theme of 1984. And I remember the year when we got started in high school basketball, me and Larry Courtright would sit there and announce the starting lineup to this very song. Although we wouldn't let the lights come on until we announced the starting lineups. We'd have the starters run out just like the Bulls. But, nonetheless.
Let's go, boys!
As it'll be. Still don't have a whole lot of names. They didn't do the starting line, so I'm not for sure what the deal was. But it will be Antonio Jones. No, they didn't. They didn't. Something failed. I'm not for sure. Stetson Agee will control the basketball for DeKalb County. Giving it over to number 33. That is Robert Wheeler. Shot up, no good. And climb in the back. And Theo Winters will pick up number one. Pass inside, no good. And the ball. And there will be a foul. I believe on Wheeler, number 33, Robert Wheeler. It'll be his first. Cannonball. Martin, left side, gets it over to number 11. That's Lucas Phillips. Now to Braden Emberton. Emberton. That'll be a turnover. And Cab with the basketball, number 11.
Here, do I say
good thing? Elisha Ramos. Ramos goes down to the baseline. Shot up, three is good. Now number 15, Connor Close. This DeKalb County team returns several. As Antonio Jones knocks down his first two. 3-2, DeKalb. Ramos, left side, they drop it down to number 24, Birmingham. Birmingham's shot, no rebound, volleyed around, and Winters comes down with it.
Back over to a passing Emberton missed it. Over the other way, left side, and it's time. Cannonball, field winners will bring it up. Long range shot, not gonna fall. And it'll be DeKalb County basketball. Tigers drop it down on the baseline. A little jumper from Wheeler won't go. The rebound coming out to Theo Winters. Winters pushing up the floor. Working against Birmingham and a foul on number 24. Zach Birmingham. Theo Winters will be at the free throw line. Up and good. Tied up at three. Second free throw is good. Theo and Canning County grabs a little 1-point lead, 4-3. Full court press. Right side, Birmingham's got it. Left side now to number 11, Elisha Ramos. Ramos drops it down baseline, Wheeler. Wheeler moving in on Antonio, pops it off the glass, is good. That's what gave Cannon fits against Macon. They had a big guy for the Tigers, and this Tiger team has one as well. Here comes a three from Winters, and he nailed it. 5 from Winters, 7-5 the score. Long pass, Birmingham drops it to Wheeler. Wheeler now being guarded by the much smaller Phillips. There's a three on the way from Ramos, who dropped it in. Eight, seven. Here's a three from Farrell. So Farrell knocks down a three. 10-8. And a timeout gonna be called by DeKalb County. So what timeout? Coming up at halftime of the boys game, we've got the jersey retirement for Gus Davenport. They were trying to do it in between games, and I think they decided to somehow wait until halftime of the boys' game. Cannon will come out of the timeout, leading by 2, 10-8. Already we've had 4 lead changes. We had 20-something in that girls' game. There's a long Connor Close, and Close dropped down his fifth. 10-up. Winters with the basketball. Winters goes to the right side, hands it over to Farrell. Farrell top of the key. He's going to drive it. Lost it. Picked up by Stetson Agee. Agee pushing it up the floor. Lobs it close, and Close brings it down. Crosses it to Ramos. Ramos behind the back pass to Close on the baseline. Runs it down to Agee, and Agee drops it in. 12-10. Phillips. Winners. Top of the key to Phillips. Lucas going to spin in the lane. Nothing there. Finds Emberton driving the baseline underneath to Jones. Jones' little touch got good. Mm-hmm. 12 up. Agee with the ball. Going over, and Phillips is going to get called for a reach in as Eli Pelham will check in. This place is packed. And there's still a middle grades game, middle school game going on right now in Murfreesboro that Elisha Ramos tries to drill another three and it's no good. Emberton. There's Winters driving, drops it down. Antonio knocks the 6 point down. 14-12, the lead goes back to Cannon. Ramos. 11 versus 11. Lucas Phillips out on Elisha. Elisha pushing off. Underneath it goes to Robert Wheeler. And Wheeler drops it in from the big man position. 14 up. Down on the baseline, Pelham. Eli. Right side. Pelham going for a long range three. That's an air ball. Wheeler gets the board. Long pass going the other way. Close. No look. Back it out to Birmingham, and he sends one from Birmingham. ...17-14... the Cab by three. Emberton with the basketball. Top of the key. Now over to Pelham. Pelham will not try a three this time. Top of the key to Phillips. Right side. Comes over to Emberton. He drives. Kicks it out. Winners. Top it. Now Phillips. Phillips with the runner. And a charge on Phillips. That's going to be number two on Lucas. Still without the services of A.J. Armstrong. His ankle said no go for tonight. He's dressed in a suit, and here comes Carson Fair. Number 11, Ramos, wheels around Jones, wheels around Phillips, throws a reverse shot, no good, rebound comes out to Emerson. Braden pushing it up the floor, going up hard, layup not there, Ramos gets the return rebound. Ramos. Now he's in the lane, clears it to Stetson, Agee. Agee looks to Wheeler open for a moment. Emberton got the angle, and Birmingham was nothing, could do nothing but foul. Phillips will take a seat as Fair checks in. And Emberton will bring it with 53 seconds left to go in the first. Winner shot up. No, rattled out. Close, touched it last, and Cannon decides to go after it. You know, one thing that Coach Nave said is he said, I'd like to see better communication with my team, and right there is a prime example of it. AG with 30 seconds left to go. Pass going over. AG with 11 seconds. Pass inside, and Ramos just waits for everybody to jump and commit themselves and dropped it in. It's at the end of one, DeKalb with a 17-14 lead over Cannon. We'll take a break and come back with quarter number two in a moment.
Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at the Carter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Back here, 19-14 your score. We go to the second quarter. 5-point cushion for DeKalb, but like we've learned in this series, there is no lead that's safe. Doesn't matter how talented the teams might be in this game of basketball. Of course, football, DeKalb took us to the woodshed the last 2 years. Emberton will lose it. Here's Ramos going up, and Eli Pelham with the foul. Got the body contact. Pelham's first. DeKalb, a former foe in District 8AA. That all changed last season. Lions will go meet another former District 8AA foe in Upperman on Friday at 2:30 in the Lebanon as Ramos knocks down both free throws. Winners, three on the way from Farrell. Fade won't go. Wheeler gets the rebound. 20-14. Agee driving, bumps into Pelham, puts it off. Drew contact on Pelham and just let it go, and it fell in. Winners, left side. Pelham, right side over to Fair. Fair cross courts it. Pelham down on the baseline. Jones. Antonio comes out of the post. Give it to Winters. Theo going to drive it. Runner not there. Rebound tipped into the hands of Farrell. Now it goes over to Farrell or to Pelham. Pelham shot blocked. Threw it away. Ball kick. Loose ball and picked up by number 14. We'll check a name for you here in a moment. Long range three won't go. Rebound Wheeler. Wheeler inside, and now they're going to call a held ball. Possession arrow belonging to DeKalb. It's DeKalb ball. Alex Antoniak. And Ramos will inbound it. Pass goes over. Shot, no, but a foul. And they're saying it's against Wheeler, maybe. No, since she traveled. 3-second violation. That is one of the most inconsistent calls you'll ever see in high school basketball is 3 seconds in the lane. Not saying against us, but, you know, we had Bella Pelham that stood in the lane and pretty much just camped out there and nobody called it. And we'll have our guys, you know, do the same thing. Theo Winters lost it. Bad pass to be picked up by Ramos. Ramos drives the baseline against Jones, and Jones shoots out there and slaps it. And a foul as number 10, AG, will come over the back. Hand over to Phillips. Phillips driving baseline. They go to Antonio Jones. Lost it. Picked up by Antoniak. Giving it out to Ramos for DeKalb. Dropping it down to Close on the baseline. Close goes up for three. Air ball. And Ramos gets the rebound. AG's three is not going to be anywhere close to going in, but Fair makes a fundamental mistake defensively and fouls him, and that's going to be three fouls, or three free throws for AG. Stetson knows how to make free throws. They're looking at something down at the other end over here. The cheerleaders. Okay, they want the path to the pad to be free up.
What about this hand?
There is no pad. Yeah.
It's okay for people to stand in this hand.
They're saying we don't want to protect the students, we just want to protect the pad. AG hits two free throws. And he makes all three of them. ...25-14, the lead grows by 11. The length of the cab you knew was going to give Cannon fits is Antonio Jones' jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by AG. And now, Fair got nailed in the mouth. He says elbow, but it doesn't matter. Carson reached in first. That's what got the elbow reaction. And that's going to be two. Or no, they say one. Thought he had the second one. Full timeout called by Cannon. We'll take a timeout as well. 25-14. The cab.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Back here. 25-14, the score in favor of DeKalb with 11-point lead, 5:23 left to go in the first half. Hope that each and every one of you is planning a good Thanksgiving. Be back with us on Friday up at 11, and somehow, some way, we'll get the games out to you, whether it be on Cannon Rock Radio, depending on schedules, or whether it be on YouTube, or maybe a little bit of both. Left side. Pass inside. There's Wheeler. Wheeler's jump hook not going to go. Gets his own rebound. Tips no good. Down Wheeler's has got it. Theo going to push it up the floor. Theo passed Wheeler into the front court going up. Shot might have been fouled. No call. Ramos. The other way. AG spots a three. That's off the mark. Rebound this time coming out to Phillips. Freshman pushing it up the floor. Lucas driving against Wheeler, and that's going to be a foul on Wheeler. No, AG, sorry. That'll be number two. Yeah, he wasn't set. About a half step late. Free throw coming up. Phillips good. Second free throw. That one is up and it rolls out. 25-15. Long pass. Jones knocks it down out of bounds. Inbound, close, comes off the glass with it. Seven for close. And right now, the DeKalb says it's anything but. 12-point lead. Three-pointer from Phillips in the corner, no good. And the DeKalb with the basketball. Pass goes to the right side. That's Wheeler. Back out to Close. And Close says, all right, throws one up. No good. Jones gets the board. Clears it out to Phillips. Lucas will push it up the floor. Bumped by Ramos. Back over to Jones. Antonio going to take it to the hole. Good. Nice move from Antonio. Showing that he's got some footwork. Lead is cut to 10, 27-17 with 3:44 left to go in the first half. Ramos trying to get out of the double team, does so. Lots of left side to Birmingham, back over to Ramos. Elisha will drive it inside against Farrell. Shot no, and Jones gets the board, and Ramos decides to go and try to handcuff Jones. Ramos will pick up his first personal. Team six, both teams with 16 fouls. Emberton backs it out. Hands it over to Theo Winters. Winters working against Antoniak. Pulls up a jumper. Long range. Rattles out. Close says, that's my rebound. Close will bring it across the timeline. Left side to Ramos. Gives it back to Close baseline. Close cross courts it up top of the key. Birmingham for three. That one's not going to fall. Rebound pulled down by Antonio Jones, and he gets it out to Theo. Winners trying through the double team, clears it back out to Phillips. Now Antonio Jones around the perimeter. Antonio's got a three. Mark, no good. Farrell gets in there to get the rebound. Farrell goes up hard, lays it up and in. Lead is cut to eight. Close, Antoniak. Antoniak drops it. There's Wheeler. Wheeler posts up. Shot good. Martin, our Winners, going up. Fouled. Antoniak's first. Antoniak with his first foul. Theo Winters. Free throw up, no good. First one missed. Number 20 is Ian Jones. He'll check in for Wheeler. Second free throw. Theo missed both of them. 29-19, 10-point lead for the Cav. Number 15, Connor Close with the basketball. Right side. Birmingham. Jones clearing it over the left wing. Ramos driving on Winter. Winter got a hand in there. No foul, and Winter got it back. Theo down on the baseline. Emberton popping a three from the corner. Got it. Lead is cut to seven again. Close, long pass. Finds Birmingham. They'll go back to Antoniak. Antoniak, left side, closest three. Long range bomb, no good. Farrell with the rebound. Farrell comes across half court. Back over to Theo. Theo gonna drive in the paint. Layup good to foul. That'll be Connor Close's first one. Theo drops down his seventh point and will go for the and one. Five points. It was 12 at one point in time. Pelham will check in for Emberton. Winters goes to the free throw line for the and one. And he got it. 8 points for Winters. The lead is cut to five. Ramos gets it over to Close. Close gonna drive it past the half court line. Now Antoniak makes a fake move, trying to get it to Jones, and ball goes out of bounds. If I'm Cannon County, I attack Ian Jones. Get the ball in the middle to Antonio. He's got him guarded. Ian is actually a smaller post player. Farrell with 38 seconds left to go in the first half. Farrell, right side, Phillips. Phillips to Antonio Jones. Jones bouncing around the perimeter to Lucas Phillips. Phillips going to drive in the lane. Going up, layup, no, but a foul on Birmingham. Zach will pick up his third. So now Birmingham in some foul trouble. Free throw up, free throw good. AG will set to check in. I'm guessing he's coming in for close with his 29-26 three-point lead. Still a three-point lead. Antonio Jones gets in there. Jump ball, held ball. Coming in for Birmingham. Winners back in. Out comes Phillips. Wait a minute. You're going to have to stay in because he didn't recognize that Winters was out there playing ball already. Inbound. Pelham drops it inside to Jones. Ah, double team. Clear it back out. Got to get it inside to Antonio. He's isolated. Here's Farrell. Drops it inside. There's Antonio. Missed a shot. Rebound. Pelham. Now Jones has got it. Phillips. And that's going to be the end of the first half. DeKalb owns a three-point lead, but Cannon has fought back to get back in this one. 29-26 to score. We got a special presentation at halftime. And while we do that, we'll direct your attention to center court here momentarily. As Gus Davenport. And we'll stay right here as Athletic Director Jaron Tenpenny and Courtney Nichols presents one of the most hated individuals by DeKalb County
participating and competing
with a retirement of his number one jersey.
Tonight we have the distinct privilege to do that.
Of course, Gus is playing for Trevecca.
To all of you, both sitting in the home crowd and the visiting crowd. So at this time, I'd like to ask Gus Davenport if he would join us at center court.
And getting an ovation from both sides.
All of you who are here tonight know Gus's accomplishments on the basketball court. If you don't know them, I would encourage you to stop by and check out the display case that is proudly displayed in the gym lobby. I'll mention just those that stand out as totals for his career.
So,
39 blocks, 169 steals, 357 assists, 536 rebounds, and of course the one that stands out above the rest, 2,130 points, where he stands as the all-time leading scorer in Cannon County boys basketball history, the only member of our 2,000-point club for boys basketball. Additionally, we know Gus is the 2022 TSSAA Class AA Mr. Basketball. Those are his basketball accomplishments. But what Gus has meant to us at CCHS extends far beyond that. He is the true epitome of a student athlete, as he has led his class as class president and involved in many extracurriculars. He has led our youth basketball program as an official, which is no easy job. And I'm certainly appreciative, Gus, for all of that. And so, Gus, for all that you have accomplished, not only in Cannon County boys basketball history, but for all you have been to Cannon County High School as a student athlete, we proudly retire these jerseys tonight in your honor and present them to you.
Just getting a standing ovation for an outstanding career here at Cannon, and Like I said, he's going and moving on and playing at the collegiate level down at Trevecca.
To join him as well as many of Gus's family and friends. At this time, we're going to turn the floor over to them and invite them to join for some photos. And again, congratulations, Gus, and thank you.
So, Gus's teammates going to join him. And I don't...
Except for the ones that are on the team this year.
Oh, so the ones that are on the team this year, well, except for Kenny.
I don't see Neil and all them out there.
Well, these are Gus's teammates now at Trevecca.
Oh.
And I don't know about you, but looks like of those, now I don't know if anybody's missing, but of those team members that are out there for Gus, he's the third tallest. So they don't have a lot of height, and that's Trevecca. That's an NAIA school. Gus has scored, well, a friend of mine looked at the stats a few days ago, and Gus had 6 points in one, four in another, I think two in another, and three games played so far now. I would imagine he's played since then. If you want to get a chance, look up to the Trevecca Trojans, and you can check out the men's varsity basketball team and follow Gus. As he gets a jersey retirement and a case that's almost as big as he is. We'll take a break. Can we take a break? Take a break and we'll come back. Halftime score 29-26. Back in a moment.
World of drugs and steadily becoming more available. Finding pure cocaine is next to impossible, so dealers have been cutting drugs by adding fentanyl to expand their supply and increase their profit. Fentanyl-laced cocaine can lead to a deadly cocktail. It's important to know what to look for if you suspect a loved one is using cocaine that may be laced with fentanyl. If you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, reach out for help. Narcanon helps people all over the United States find treatment to end the web that traps those in addiction. Narcanon can help you take steps to overcome addiction in your family. Call today for free screenings or referrals, 1-800-431-1754, or learn what to look for, visit NarcanonNewLifeRetreat.org. Uh-oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Delhi at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m., and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market in Delhi is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402, or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road, Parsley's Market in Delhi.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
All right, back here. Getting ready for the start of the second half. We understand that we've had a few glitches, but we appreciate you tuning in to our ball games as we've starting a new platform on YouTube that will give us more options to not only just do sports, but also do some other things. And the best thing about it is it's free. Nobody has to pay anything. I don't have to pay a dime. You don't have to pay a dime. Biggest thing yet, Jeremiah doesn't have to pay a dime either. So
we get more options the more subscribers we have.
So if you haven't hit the subscribe button, please do so. And this is our new home. There's going to be some other things that we're going to do, some stories that we're going to tell, because like I said, our site is called Hometown Showcase. So we're going to showcase some people and stuff in various hometowns across the Middle Tennessee area. I'm in the works of talking to somebody from Shelbyville and maybe doing a little news type of thing, the first of the year, to a news video to help them out in their situation. And we'll have some unique stuff coming up too. So it's just the beginning for us up here, but we need the subscribers. So please hit that subscribe button and we'll get you ready to go. Another thing that we're doing is we've got a internet radio station called Cannon Rock Radio. And during the middle school basketball season, we're airing those games audio only on Cannon Rock Radio. So all you need to do to get that, go to the Zeno Radio app. Zeno Radio. You can download it on your iPhones or your Android devices. And then when you get into it, type in the words Cannon Rock. It'll lead you to the radio station. And there's about 100 songs, and I just switched them out and keep them up fresh now. 100 songs plus some event information and such. You can keep up with that. Cannon Rock Radio, and of course, tune in on game day as far as the middle school games, and we'll have those live for you right there on that. Ramos with the basketball as DeKalb County continues, and as we start the second half, double dribble, Cannon ball. Lead has been up by 12. Theo Winters will bring it up. Hands it over to Farrell. Now to Jones. Antonio back to Emberton. Emberton brings it back to Jones. Jones will bring it back to Winters. Winters. Fade, little jumpers. Three good. Full court press. And that's a ton 29 all time. Theo's got 11. Loose ball picked up. Cannon's got it. Here's another three from Theo. Won't go. Had too much traffic in his path. Close. Antonak. Antoniak gives it out to AG. AG runner up, rattles out. Rebound Emberton. Emberton pushing the ball up the floor, right side. Theo thought about the three. Now he'll go inside, make it two moves, and he got that one to fall and a foul, and that gives Cannon County a two-point lead. For Theo. Free throw is up. It is no good. The rebound pulled down by Close. 3 of 6 for Theo, and now Farrell puts Ramos on the ground. Antonak. Bring it out to Ramos. Ramos. In the paint, puts it up, good. So Ramos with his eighth. Jones with the basketball. Couldn't get it to drop. Down to close. Close drive it in. That should be out of bounds. Going to be last touch by DeKalb. Winners will bring it up. All tied up at 31. Winners right side. Winners lost it. And it'll be picked up, and Ramos lost it out of bounds. Emberton will inbound. Go over to Winners. Theo. Left side. Ball knocked down. Agee's got it. Agee down underneath and a foul. And that'll go against Connor Close. Well, it looks like most of the Davenport group has gone out after seeing Gus's jersey retired. We're still tied up at 31 apiece here. Emberton hands it over to Jones. Antonio going left side. Fakes down on the baseline to number 15, Farrell. And Farrell caught it right in the midsection. And he's hurting. Doesn't matter what kind of support you got, when you get hit that hard with a basketball, you're feeling it. And foul. That was a touch foul by Pelham. Eli's got his first foul. Ramos will come across half and they say start the clock. .432 left to go in the third. Still all knotted up at 31. Ramos. And the ball almost stripped. Loose ball. Ramos picks it up. Antoniak underneath the wheeler. And wheeler drops it in. Here's Wetters. Wetters trying to find some help. Gets it over to Phillips. Lucas wheels it into Jones. Jones high post. Shot no good. Rebound Antoniak. Antoniak flips it on over to Close. Right side. Here's Agee. Wheeler on the rebound. Wheeler puts it down on the ground. Lost it. And now they're going to call a foul. Antonio? Oh, no. They're going to call it on Wheeler. Wheeler picks up three. 33-31. .337 left to go in the third. Cannon trails by two. Antonio, left side. Emberton, Emberton driving, clears it back out. Three on the way. Actually, Phillips, they say, inside the line. And a timeout going to be called by Cannon. 33 up. We'll take a break. Be back in a moment.
The law office of Tara J. Callen is located in Woodbury. She serves Cannon County and surrounding communities in a variety of areas of practice. These include estate planning and administration, civil litigation, conservatorships, property matters, divorce, and more. Tara's approach to law is both ethical and client-centered. She attempts to give folks as much time as she can, providing them with the best options to attain the best outcome in each case. If you would like to meet Tara, give her a call at area code 615-563-4052 or check out the website CallenLawWoodbury.com.
33 up. are tied for the sixth or fifth time tonight. Ramos gets it over to Close. Close. Connor driving on Winters. Goes inside. Clears it back out to Ramos. Elisha working on Emberton. Throws almost over through Birmingham. Right side. They drop it down to Wheeler. Wheeler double team. Wheeler in the paint. Shot up. No good. Jones gets the rebound. That's the way to defend in the post. Double team. Here's Phillips. Stops. Leans in off the glass. Phillips. Three, four. Ramos. Emberton. 36-35. Antonio Jones. Baseline to Emberton. Emberton going to drive, clear it out. There's Eli for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Wheeler. Connor Close flips it over to Ramos. Ramos comes off the screen from Close. Emberton picks up Elisha. Ramos takes him in the lane, clears it out. AG for three. Won't go. Rebound. Winters comes up with it. Theo slips but keeps his balance. Gets it out to Pelham. Inside to Antonio. Ball fakes. Back inside to Eli. Back up to Emberton. Emberton's little fade jumper. Actually, that was Phillips. Not going to go. 36-35. A minute 19 left to go in the third. DeKalb by one. Here's Ramos. Draws contact on Emberton. Out to Close. Throws the screen. Close fights through it and lays it in. Nine for Close. 3-point lead for DeKalb with under a minute to go in the third. Emberton. Cross courts it over. Pelham. Comes out to Phillips. Antonio Jones. Jones. Right side. Winners. Back over to Jones. 25 seconds left. They're holding it for the last shot. And they'll hold it as long as they want to. DeKalb's got the lead. They don't care, although the coaches say come out and play them. Jones goes left side to Pelham. Pelham pulls up a three at 5 seconds left. Loose ball picked up. Emberton's fade won't go. 38-35. DeKalb has led at the end of every quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back for the one that matters the most, the fourth, in a moment.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867.
Parades and all kinds of stuff happening.
Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
In Middle Tennessee, Murfreesboro Christmas Parade taking place in the second weekend of December. Cannon County's Christmas Parade, Woodbury, taking place in the first weekend of December. We'll have more information for you about that parade and about the day as a whole in the next issue of the Cannon Courier. Fresh 8 minutes on the clock. DeKalb leads by three, 38-35. This was once a 12-point game lead by DeKalb, but Cannon is pulled back with a great third quarter. Actually took the lead at 1 point. Lead has switched now 11 times. Farrell controlling against close. He's going to drive, clear it out to Farrell, who's checked in the game. Carson to Antonio Jones. Jones back over to Farrell. Farrell's going to drive, layup, good. 38-37, pulls within one. Agee in some trouble getting it over to Ramos. Ramos, long pass, and it's overthrown Birmingham, and Cannon comes out with it. Phillips quickly up the floor. Can't be showboating. Phillips put a little too much mustard on that one. Held ball belongs to the Cav. Inbound. Right side. Here comes Ramos. Ramos. Long pass to the left side. Close. Ball stripped by Winters. Cannon's got it. Three on three. Phillips takes his man in the lane. Clears back out. Open for Farrell. Bam! Cannon by two. 40-38. Agee, left side, close, going to try to answer. Does not. Wheeler gets the rebound and pops it back in. Six lead change, or six tie this game, 40 apiece. Farrell. Trying to spread the floor, takes close inside, lost it. Loose ball. They want to spread the floor. They want options, but Coach Knave can't understand why everybody's just standing around. You got to get to moving on the wings, get open. So Farrell will have some options to pass to. Ramos. Got it over to Mr. Birmingham. Birmingham clears it close. All tied up at 40. 5:46, close in the lane, clears out, Birmingham in corner three, won't go, long rebound, Phillips runs it down. Phillips lost it out of bounds. Emberton will come in, out goes Fair. Ramos will be picked up by Farrell. Ramos drives. Ramos head fakes. Gets inside. Clears out to close. Over in the corner. Birmingham for another three-point opportunity. Short. Rebound. Birmingham lost it. Winters will pick it up. Winters caused a disruption. Winters quickly into the front court. They'll bring it back. Reset the play. 5 minutes left to go in this game. All knotted up at 40 points apiece. And that'll be a timeout called by Coach Knave and Cannon County. Take a timeout as well. 40 up. Back in a moment.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Back here. 40 up. 4:57 left to go in the game. Friday and Saturday will be up in Lebanon. 2:30 and 4 o'clock. Boys play both at 2:30, both days. Girls play at 4 o'clock afterwards. First game will get started. We'll see the bees from Upperman. Winners will inbound. Going over to Phillips. He outraced Birmingham for that one. Here comes Emberton on the baseline. He actually traveled. But Emberton is shaken up a little bit. Wheeler just picked up his fourth. So that's a major development for DeKalb. Jones. Antonio backs it up. Gets it over to Pelham. Phillips. Phillips stutter step, tripped up and blocked. Wheeler comes down with a loose ball. Down on the baseline. Crosses it over to Ramos. Now to Agee. Agee driving, comes off the shot, no good. Rebound, fighting for it. Cannon's aggressive. Antonio with the basketball. I say clear out, let Antonio go one-on-one against Wheeler, try to get him fouled out. They're spreading the floor. Jones is over on the wing. I'd say isolate. Right there, Wheeler, that would be a big major development as winners, top of the key. Here's Farrell. Austin got a drive against Agee. Shot no good. Wheeler goes in and grabs the board. 3:48 left to go in the game. We're still knotted up at 40 apiece. Here's Agee. Agee. Ramos. Ramos, and they're going to call a charge. Yep. Ramos caught him. Pushed. .334 left to go in the game. Winners with the basketball. Winners. Versus against Ramos. Clears it over to Phillips. Lucas hands it to Jones. Antonio against Wheeler. Wheeler's going to stay back around the free throw line. He won't come out to defend. Now he does. Antonio going to take him to the hoop. Stop. Oh. Left side, go back to Phillips. 3:04 left to go in the game. Phillips gives it over to Theo. Winners almost fell down, keeps his balance. He's been doing that quite a bit tonight. Working against Ramos. Winners open off the screen from Jones. Jones got the missed rebound, missed shot. Theo's got it back. 2:37 left to go in the game. Theo lost it. Wheeler against Jones. Shot, no, and they're going to call a foul. That's going to be on Farrell. Oh, they're going to call that on Antonio. That's got to be a contact foul. We'll take it because it's only one on Theo, Antonio. And 30-second timeout as well. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with more in a moment.
December the 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wilderness Station at Barfield Crescent Park, located at 401 Volunteer Road in Murfreesboro. Woodworking, artwork, jewelry, photography, and more. In case of inclement weather, the event will be moved indoors. For more information, contact area code 615-217-3017. The cost is free to attend, $25 for artists to exhibit.
Wheeler will go to the free throw line. Free throw one up, good. The tie is broken, and DeKalb has got a 1-point lead. Second one is up and good. 12 for Wheeler, 42-40. DeKalb with the 2-point lead with 2:20 left to go in the game. Farrell spots three open. No good. Jones goes up. Oh, that should have been a foul. Wheeler should have been out of here. Jones' shot had to alter it. Wheeler came out with it. Wheeler should be gone. But instead, the Cav gets a break. They lead by two. Ramos trying to shake Farrell. Farrell stays right there. Antoniak, oh, almost a travel. Here comes close. Right side, down on the baseline, Antoniak. Antoniak drives, clears it over to close. Close. Now Ramos. Antoniak, and he's going in the lane, goes up, layup, no, but a foul. They're going to call that on Jones for leaving his feet. That's his second. Antoniak will go to the free throw line. Free throw, one up, no good. Antoniak. So far. Second free throw, no good. Rebound close, and he's Emberton. Emberton got shoved, and they're going to call a foul on close. That was a late whistle. Right call. That'll be on Connor Close. 42-40. The Cav by two. Phillips. Lucas, left side. Farrell drives baseline, trying to throw into traffic, and right there, a foul. Not a very good decision by Farrell. And Emberton has to call, has to come away with the foul. And that'll be a long ball inbound, full length of the floor. A minute 10 left to go in the game. The Cav with a 2-point advantage right now. So Ramos gets it to Antoniak. Antoniak breaks the full court press over to Wheeler. Wheeler going in, puts his jumper up, no good. Wheeler over the back. Jones gets the save, and here comes Cannon County with it. Emberton on the baseline, but if you're Cannon, slow things down. Pass wide open. Pellin's got it. Pellin layup good. And DeKalb wants to talk about it. Let's see what kind of timeout we're talking. Full timeout, full timeout. We'll take a full timeout as well, all knotted up at 42.
Cocaine is again prominent in the world of drugs and steadily becoming more available. Finding pure cocaine is next to impossible, so dealers have been cutting drugs by adding fentanyl to expand their supply and increase their profit. Fentanyl-laced cocaine can lead to a deadly cocktail. It's important to know what to look for if you suspect a loved one is using cocaine that may be laced with fentanyl. If you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, reach out for help. Narcanon helps people all over the United States find treatment to end the web that traps those in addiction. Narcanon can help you take steps to overcome addiction in your family. Call today for free screenings or referrals, 1-800-431-1754.
Back here, to look for, visit 42 Narcanon, up.
NewLifeRetreat.org.
46 seconds left to go in the game. Game has been tied 7 times. Lead change 12. And the Cav will have the ball. So here we go. Fans getting up to their feet. Students are over in the student section up. Close with the ball. Close. Clears it back, and Emberton takes the steal. Emberton in some trouble. Flips it over to Winters. 32 seconds left, and Theo says, I'm going to slow it down, set up the offense. Winters blows by close, over in the corner to Pelham, to Phillips. Left side to Antonio. 19 seconds. Winters with the ball. 14 seconds. Winners. Timeout going to be called. So what does Cannon set up here? You've got Emberton, Pelham, Jones, Phillips. Now you got Farrell coming in. So one of those guys is going out. I'm going to guess it's Pelham. Yeah. But you only need 1 point to win it. I'd say give it to Theo. Let him create. If you can get Farrell out on the wing for an open three, an open look, when Theo drives in, it's a dribble drive. Clear it back out to Farrell. Let's see what he can do. Or Emberton, one of the two. Emberton can drive it in as well. Phillips could be your X factor here as well. He hasn't scored much. He's got five. Lots of options. Pelham's got to get the ball inbound. 9 seconds. Phillips working against close. Over to Pelham. Pelham stop. Underneath. Emberton layup good. I think hold up. Nothing yet. We still got about a tenth of a second left. They're going to put a time back on this clock. 1.3 tenths. Is that what they're saying? Yep, 1.3 tenths of a second left. They drove it around, and just like we saw before, Emberton this time was the one wide open. And he dropped it in. Kind of like what Eli Pelham did the last trip up. One point three tenths of a second left. If you're Cannon counting, you're going to be looking at Ramos to bring the ball up the floor. He's got 1.3, so you're going to get... Birmingham's probably going to trigger it in, I would imagine. But Ramos is going to be the guy they want to get the ball to. You've got three-point shooters. AG's going to go down, and he's going to throw the ball in. So it's Ramos and close. And Eli Garrett's in the ball game. This is going to be for the win. They're not going to settle. Here we go. The close is trying to run it. Ramos has got it. Ramos, that's it. Hold up. We don't know. The clock didn't start in time. I'm not for sure what this call was. They're going to get to... DeKalb must have called the timeout. They got the ball inbounds. DeKalb must have called the timeout. That's why there's 6 tenths of a clock. Now you're having to work it from half court. If I'm Cannon County, I'm guarding close. Connor Close and Ramos. I think about 2 years. Yeah. But they have been very close games. I mean, 2 points, 1 point games. Yeah. So Garrett is going to guard the inbound. AG's going to do that.
They're not going to guard close. They're going to let him catch it. Another timeout. That's what they're doing. They wanted to see how Cannon was going to line up. Then they called the timeout. So basically that coach is telling them, well, I don't think they'll switch it up. I think you stay guarding because now DeKalb has got to approach it a little different. What DeKalb wanted to do was get the ball into Connor close. They've been pointing at him. They're still pointing at him. So now instead of him getting it on DeKalb's side of the floor, he's going to have to come out to the half court line, get it over here, and then make a try to make a shot with 0.6 seconds left. Yeah, catch and shoot. Exactly right. Now Wheeler is going to inbound. Now you've got that extra weapon in Agee. Agee's got an outside shot as well. Got to jump up in the air. Here we go. Garrett's jumping. There's the pass. Shot by Agee. No! It's over. Cannon wins it. 44-42.